If California were to get on a federal milk marketing order rather than the current state order, it could help our producers make the same amount for their milk that producers in other states make. Right now, California producers are paid less. But what implications would that have for other states on the federal marketing orders? Chris Galen, Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation, says there may not be any implications.
This is one of the things that will come out during the hearing that USDA is going to have, is what are the implications for the rest of the country as well as for farmers in California. I would not expect that there would be any major changes around the rest of the country simply because there's not any new milk coming from California. It's possible that it could have some longer-term ramifications, but at the end of the day, California has some unique issues not associated with the marketing system. They've got the big water issues, which have been in the news lately. They have run out of, in many cases, the capacity there to process milk because they don't have more processing plants. So they've got a number of issues that are affecting them, this just being one, and in all likelihood, it's probably a wash. At this point, from what we would expect, a wash in terms of the implications for the rest of the country.
This is the third installment in our series. Hear the first two on our website. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.